So the idea behind the book was, first I started to make these prints, this oil prints, and the idea behind the oil prints was that I generate like the feeling of a story, more or less. And when I was finished with the prints, I asked a friend of mine, Patrick Tour, to write a short story about the prints I made, so that there's a real story, not only the feeling about of a story together with the prints. The sun was night. We roamed through the stone gardens and planted as we went. Nothing romantic. The city lay in stillness. Not a soul to be seen on its sidewalks, just the brisk traffic droning all around us and furrowing the small dark clouds that enveloped each of us. In this way, cloaked in darkness, we firmly believed and held on to our belief that you could see into a distance that in reality was not at all distant. The first print I made is just like one word or two words, more or less. It's Night Tales, and that was my idea behind this story. I was thinking about like Night Tales, like a little bit like this pulp fiction literature you can buy in stores, or also like this. Night Tales is always like a little bit for me, like the night, and it's kind of scary, or maybe also like Edgar Allan Poe stories are in your head, and I really like this combination of these old stories and this really like serious literature maybe also, and then in combination with this pulp fiction stuff, so it's like in between like modern times and old times. We saw nothing around us but black stone, yet we perceived everything that the days would bring to light. Cool the air cut through us, but the beer was constantly piss warm because, without wanting to, we fed the glass bottles our valuable body heat. Our steaming hands a premature dawn that glowed red through the brown of the bottlenecks. I'm a painter. I'm mainly working with oil on canvas, and to create the optic of a canvas painting, I used canvas and I draw on this canvas with hot glue gun, and then I covered it with oil paint and pressed it on paper, so that it's a print where the structure of the canvas is seen, and also the same color is used on the canvases which I normally use. So it's kind of between a thing, like it pretends to be an oil canvas painting, but it actually is in print. Die Sonne war Nacht. Wir strichen durch die steinernen Gärten und pflanzten dabei. Überhaupt nichts Romantisches. Die Stadt lag in Stille. Keine Menschenseele auf ihren Bürgersteigen. Nur ihr reger Verkehr dröhnte um uns und durchfurchte die kleinen Dunkelwolken, die uns einzeln umwickelten. The first step were the prints I made, then this friend of mine wrote the text, and now for this book presentation I asked Nicholas to make sounds for each page, which is now in the book one print and one text side, so that is a third layer on top of this. And now we're presenting this book at Mengi with a sound installation where we have like 8 different stations with 8 different sound loops. And so you can actually walk into the book more or less. You walk between the different pages, can experience the text and the picture and the sound on your own. Auf diese Weise, mit Finsternis belebt, glaubten wir fest und hielten uns daran, in eine Ferne zu schauen, die im Grunde gar nicht weit war. Wir sahen um uns nichts als schwarzen Stein und erkannten dennoch alles, was die Tage ans Licht bringen würden. Kühl durchzitterte uns die Luft, aber das Bier wurde stetig pisswärmer, denn wir gaben den Glasflaschen ungewollt unsere wertvolle Körperwärme ab. So waren unsere dampfenden Hände eine vorzeitige Morgendämmerung, die rosig durch das Braun der verpfändeten Flaschenhälse glühte.